Today, why one agency has banned Photoshop. Meta's guide to helping brands capitalize in online communities. Google really is forcing you to switch to GA4. And Instagram is changing how it ranks your brand's content. A look at what content will get an algorithm boost and what will get penalized. It's Thursday, April 21st. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. We start today with Instagram, which this week announced it will algorithmically punish accounts that cross-post their content to the platform. This is a change in the way that Instagram will rank your brand's content and prioritizes what they call original work. Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, tweeted, "If you create something from scratch, you should get more credit than if you're resharing something that you found from someone else. As such, we're going to do more to try and value original content more compared to reposted content," unquote. So what he's basically saying is that we don't want you to repost things from TikTok, which means if your content strategy includes resharing, it may be time to rethink. But if this sounds familiar, it's because they said they'd do this more than a year ago. Although back then they claimed, "Nah, this has nothing to do with that app. What's it called again? Tiki Tiki? Now all we care about is the video quality." Here's what they actually said back then. Quote, "We've heard that low video quality reels, or content that is visibly recycled from other apps, i.e. contains logos or watermarks, makes the reels experience less satisfying. So we're making this content less discoverable in places like the Reels tab," unquote. But what about if you use another app, like a video editing app, to create the video? According to Instagram, content edited outside of the app, then uploaded, won't be penalized under this change, saying, quote, "The idea is if you made it, it's original," unquote. So wait, what then qualifies as an appropriate app? TikTok's app has a better suite of video editing tools than Reels. Is that not a video editor? What about an app dedicated to video clips, like CapCut? You'd think that would be okay, although that app is actually owned by TikTok's parent company. It all gets a little murky. And what about if you're using a watermark remover? How will the algorithm be able to identify which content is original then? Instagram admitted that it can't completely, saying, quote, "We build classifiers to predict how likely something is to be original, but that's not knowing. We look at things like who's in the video and if we've seen the video before," unquote. The platform also noted that content aggregators are the focus of this update and that it will use your account posting history to determine this. Consequently, if your brand is posting memes and content from other accounts, you may see a decline in reach. All of this is very hazy. Part of TikTok's culture, and I suspect what Instagram wants for its Reels copycat product too, is the very function of repurposing. Remixes, duets, stitches. Hell, the majority of videos out there in this format are riffs on other people's content. Will Instagram's new algo change ban those too? Watch this space. Could this be the fall of the Kardashian branding empire? One agency is seeking to reverse the years of unrealistic beauty standards in advertising by refusing to work with social media influencers who edit their faces or bodies for brand campaigns. This is part of Ogilvy UK's strategy to combat social media's, quote, "systemic mental health harms," unquote. According to the agency, influencer marketing is supposed to be the authentic side to marketing, quote, "but now it churns out such staged content that it is harmful to anybody looking at social media," unquote. Ogilvy's decision also comes as the UK government reviews the Digitally Altered Body Image Bill that would require social media influencers to disclose edited content if the law passes. The ban on working with Photoshopped influencers applies to all the agency's divisions and companies, including Coca-Cola, IBM, and Dove, a brand that already claims, quote, "real beauty," unquote, as its marketing strategy. The agency is urging the rest of the industry to follow suit. Meta has published a guide to help brands capitalize on online communities, focusing mostly on Facebook groups. However, it can be used for any community-based organization. The Community for Brands playbook includes how to build a community, resources for community building, Meta tools that can assist, and case studies of brands that have succeeded with these tactics. Meta provides a community-based ROI framework that organizes community initiatives into activities centered around generating revenue, optimizing community operations, and collecting and leveraging insights to scale efforts. The guide also provides community goal reviews and engagement tips to help maximize your efforts. Whether you are just starting out or trying to step up to your brand's community approach, the guide offers some helpful insights. A link to download the playbook is in today's premium newsletter. Big news for those of you who manage WordPress sites. The company has released Gutenberg version 13, which previews the anticipated improvements of WordPress 6.0 set to release next month. Here is what you can expect from the updated plugin features. First, you can now select and copy text fragments that span multiple blocks. Side note here, just as someone who does manage a WordPress admin site, and several actually, this has been one of the biggest glitches, I don't know, bugs, pain in the asses that Gutenberg has had. In fact, Notion had this for the longest time, and they recently fixed this as well. So now it operates a little bit more like a word processor. Also, in the latest version of the Patterns feature, you can select page templates to use as a starting point when creating a web page layout. You can start with a pre-configured pattern for an entire page and then customize it from there instead of starting from scratch. You can build responsive groups, rows, and stacks. Make your blocks stand out with border control, so that'll let you change the style, color, and width of borders. And finally, show the featured image in the cover block. This update to the cover block adds a button to instantly use that featured image on a web page.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Google is serious about forcing you to switch to Google Analytics 4, so much so that the current version, which it calls Universal Analytics, is falling apart right in front of our eyes. We recently reported that Google confirmed a bug with Universal Analytics that is impacting real-time analytics, and the only way to make sure your data is accurate is, shockingly, to migrate to the new version. Well, now, the tech giant says it hasn't been able to fix that problem on the UA side, and it's going to stop trying. Quoting the company, knowing that this issue is temporary and that Google Analytics 4 properties have an improved real-time report that does not suffer from this issue, we are no longer seeking to resolve this issue. You've got to feel sorry for Trevor Jacob. He's a former Olympian, has a pilot's license, and he was out for a flight on his own a couple of months back when suddenly his engine shut off.
Holy f***. I'm over the mountains and I f***ing out an engine out.
Understandably, this makes him panic a little, and eventually he bails out of the plane, deploys a parachute, he lands safely, the plane crashes on its own in a California forest reserve. And you might be wondering, how did I get audio of that crash? Well, that's because Mr. Jacob had attached a GoPro camera to one of the wings, actually several cameras. It was also fortuitous that he had had the presence of mind to put the parachute pack on his back before he took off. As for why he didn't contact air traffic control and declare an emergency, bah, must have been an oversight. Oh, did I mention Mr. Jacob has a YouTube channel? Yes, in what the American Federal Aviation Regulator is calling a YouTube stunt, it appears that Mr. Jacob was more interested in the likes than the landing. He uploaded the video called I Crashed My Plane, and pretty much immediately people were like, this is a little sus. The FAA noted, quote, During this flight, you opened the left side pilot door before you claimed the engine had failed. Also, you didn't try to restart the engine by increasing airflow over the propeller, and failed to look for a place to safely land, even though there were multiple areas within gliding range in which you could have made a safe landing, unquote. The organization has demanded that the influencer turn over his pilot license. As of this morning, the video has 1.8 million views. Social Blade Analytics says that could be worth up to $7,200 in ad revenue for Mr. Jacob. Yesterday, we reported that Xbox is considering in-game ads, and today, its biggest competitor announces it's apparently doing the same. According to Insider, Sony is also working on introducing advertisements to PlayStation games. Similar to Microsoft, the ads would appear in free-to-play games and would give developers a way to monetize their work and encourage them to continue building free games. Sources say that ads are expected to launch there by the end of the year and would appear in inconspicuous places within the game. Players could also be rewarded for watching ads. As for how to buy those new ads, they will be sold apparently through a private marketplace. I don't know what to make of Instagram anymore. Am I the only one here? It's like they find the best parts of our miserable existences and like being able to cross-post things and just like, leave us with something, please. I'm actually losing my mind out here.
This is gonna be fun. Ooh, this is gonna be fun. Ooh, this is gonna be fun. Ooh.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.